I didn't. Now, both of the boys liked frog legs, but I never did even cook any. But they would catch them, and they never did cut their legs off or nothing, but I've heard them talking about buying them in restaurants. And my brothers went frog gigging a lot of nights, but they didn't. I believe one of them eat frog legs. And I remember hearing him tell about cutting legs off one night and going back the next day and the old frog's still alive. Now, I couldn't do something like that. And there ain't no way I'd eat one of them.
What would you call the little ones that
you hear in the tree frogs is the ones that does the hollering. Regular old toad frog. That's about the only kind. And the bullfrog and the tree frog.
If you were going fishing, what would you use?
Bait. I'd use red worms because I fish from the bank. I can't use a rod and reel to do me good. And I use the red worms. It's a turtle. I don't see the turtle, I see the terrapin. Well, a terrapin is the dry land, and the turtles is the water turtles, and they're eatable. And a lot of people eat them, but that's another thing I don't. And they have, they tell me, 7 different kinds of meat in them. But they tell me that you can cut them up and they'll still jump when you put them in the pan to fry them. And do you think I'd cook something like that? Not me.
I don't think so.
Do
you ever catch any of these little things in the freshwater streams that have claws?
Crawfish, crayfish. I never have, but I've been in wading when they'd bite my feet. Gallinippers. That's what we called all kinds of little flying insects at night, gallinipper. But they can be what's called a little cannel fly, and then there's moths, and there's a salad beetle, they call them, hardback. They're bad to come to light. But we always called all of them yelling every night.
What would you call
kind
little flying
things to
get in the clothes in the wintertime?
Silverfish. Silverfish and moths. Either one lead them up. Lightning bugs.
Have you boys ever kept those?
I have myself. Caught them for them.
Are you familiar with the insect with the long, skinny body, and it's got two pairs of shiny wings? It usually stays in damp places.
That's the dragonfly, I guess you're talking about.
And what would you say, you said Jerry used to get the nest of the...
Red wasp. Wasp